on Jacob Jordan, Jacob's first team foul, number two. Spinato really improved from a year ago on the basketball floor. Brings the ball in out top. Oswald to check back in. Now Spinato has it. Whips the ball to Eaton on the right wing. Three ball too long. Rebound brought down by Freshel of the Irish. He's on the run all the way to the hole, left side. Nice block by Cameron Oswald. Oswald went up and just got his hand on it and stopped it. And then a foul on the offensive end for the Irish, trying to get that rebound back on Joe Simon. His first. Now the Irish have three team fouls, none on the Wolves yet. Right now, even though you're down 10-5, your coach Kevin Dobbs, you feel pretty good about your defense at the moment. Got to get a little more going on the offensive end here. A three-pointer, a couple of free throws here to drive down the lane. Up, no good. Jordan tips the rebound, shot put up by Graves. Jordan the rebound, he tips it over to Freshel, back to Jacob Jordan. Jacob moves out, and now in the corner, Keithley, three ball, right side, up and good. Evan Keithley with a triple makes it 13-5. Sacred Heart with a lead. Spinato to the front court, walks it across midcourt. Jordan picks him up. Now a little pick and roll with Merriweather. He's in the paint, gets it out of there, back to Spinato. And Jared Spinato jumps into two defenders. And an offensive foul will be called on Spinato. Jared's first foul on the Wolves in this ballgame. So here come the Irish back with the basketball, up 13-5 in the 3 minute mark of the first quarter. Jordan to the front, top of the key, kept on going, now getting an offensive foul the other way. And the referee was walking away from him. He called that on Octagon. I'm sure he's right. I didn't see what happened there. He must have been setting a screen, got called for the foul. A bit away from the ball. I did not see what Knopfiel did. But anyway, his first foul, team foul number four on Sacred Heart. To the front court we go. Braden Graves, cross-court pass, stolen. Simon all the way in. Left-hand layup is good for the sophomore. Simon with his second hoop of the ball game, and the lead is 10 for the Irish at 15-5. With the ball now, Oswald, right side, out to Eaton. Eaton backs up, passes the ball away. Now to Oswald again. Oswald to Merriweather, guarded by Simon. Merriweather backing in, tries to get around him. He does, forces it. No, Simon stays with him, grabs the rebound for the Irish. Ahead to Jordan, quickly that way. Out it goes to Keithley, around a defender. Kicks it back out, and he tried to get it out to Jacob Jordan. And they miss connection to the ball out of bounds. It'll go to the Wolves. Knocked to go out. In for the Irish comes Derek Shawong for Sacred Heart. And did we make a change? Yes. In will be again Josh Smith for the Wolves. Sitting down will be Merriweather. To the post to Smith. Back out. They played catch there with Graves. Spinato, three ball. Short, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Derek Shawong. Ahead to Jordan on the right side. Goes around a defender all the way down the lane to the right hand. No good. Jordan kept it alive. Shawong got it. Put it up and in. Shawong with the bucket. I don't know if he called a foul. I don't know if he called it an assist or a rebound for Jacob Jordan. But at any rate, Derek snared it, put it back up and in. Here comes Freshel and Knopfiel back in. Simon and Keithley will sit down. The foul goes on Cameron Oswald, his first, team foul number two. Free throw up and good for Shawong. And now we've got an 18-5 lead for the Irish. They're up by 13. Left side, Eaton goes in the lane, and he gets called for, I don't know, you want double dribble, traveling, take or pick. He went to make a pass, and the ball, the Irish got a hand on it, went right back to him. While he was moving, didn't have it on the ground. Eaton comes out of the ball game. Now Merriweather back into the minute 18 to go in the first quarter. 13-point Irish advantage. Now to Freshel. Freshel out top. Knopfiel sets three up, down, right out front. Knopfiel's got eight here in the first quarter on a couple of threes, and the Irish are up by 16. Merriweather backing in across, throws. It's picked, knocked away by Noctigal. It goes to Shawong, ahead to Freshel. Now ahead it goes. Ending up with the ball on the defensive end there was Shawong for the Irish. Now in the middle of Shawong, and now he's got it back the other way. And now over it comes Jacob Jordan. Jordan with it back to Freshel. Freshel against the man-to-man. Sam Dunn in the ball game for the Irish. Has it right side elbow. Holds it. Goes around a defender. Underneath the bucket away to Freshel. And he lays it up on the left side. Jake Freshel with the bucket. The assist to Dunn. And here come the Wolves now down by 18. The other end. Three ball. Left side of the circle. Off the mark. No good for Braden Graves. Rebound to Dunn. Sam on the run, around the back, eight on the clock, in traffic. Out top to Jordan, four on the clock. Senior moves down into the paint, and he got mugged. We got a foul. It wasn't so bad. He ran in there. Merriweather put his hand up to stop, and he came down across his chest. It wasn't anything savage. It just, he got caught in a bad spot. And that won't even be a shooting foul. One-tenth of a second, and the tip to Notley. Merriweather got a piece of it. After one, Sacred Heart 23, East Atchison 5. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City in Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Sunny 101.3.
The Irish lead over the East Atchison Wolves. We are ready to go here in the second quarter tonight at Turkio. East Atchison is Turkio and Fairfax. All right, Keelan Merriweather will inbound the ball for the Wolves at midcourt into Jared Spinato. Spinato moving to the left, off the right side, and the pass knocked loose from Braden Graves. He got it back. Now it goes over the far side. Oswald in the paint. Shoots off the glass. In and out. No Merriweather. The rebound. Out to Spinato for three. And Jacob Jordan got a piece of that one. Simon comes up with it and gets it out of there. Ahead to Freshel. All the way to Knott. Go up the other end. He goes up. And it's blocked by Merriweather and or Spinato. And a foul on Merriweather. Keelan picks up his second foul. Team fouls even four apiece here in the first half. Noctigal at the line. 8 points in the ball game. The Irish went 1-for-1 at the line in the first half quarter tonight. And now they're 2-for-2 as Noctigal knocks that one home. 24-5. Noctigal ready. Up. And got it. And the Irish are up by 21. All right, Jared Spinato between the circles with the dribble off to Merriweather. Now, Keelan Merriweather with it. Let's see, he made two free throws. They had 23. No, it was 25. Goodness. Here's the ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Jacob Jordan, 4-on-3. Jordan waits. Oh, they called him for carrying the basketball. Jacob looking around at the officials and looking at his teammates and looking for answers, going, I didn't think I carried the ball. Doesn't matter. Your opinion, just like mine, Jacob, didn't count. The guy in the whistle thinks one thing. Now here we go the other way. Hand off and down the left side of the lane goes Graves. Back out to the top. Three ball by Smith is no good. Rebound on the deck, picked up by Simon. Simon tries to throw it out of there, ahead now to Noctigal, and it's out of bounds. They did not connect on the pass. Sam Dunn coming in for the Irish in place of Jacob Jordan with 6:44 to go in the first half. In the backcourt, Spinato chasing it down was Dunn, but Spinato won the race to the ball. Over on the right side now to the top to Merriweather. Kalen back and down, starts right, goes back left, underneath, in the air, and threw it right ahead, and Dunn took it away. His dribble stole away Braden Graves underneath the Merriweather, off the glass, up and good. Kalen Merriweather makes it 25-7. The Irish up by a whole bunch, 18 at the moment. Left corner, Noctigal, three ball, short, no good. Another rebound for Kalen Merriweather, his fifth of the ball game. To the front court we go now, in the hand of Cameron Oswald again. Oswald looks over, the bounce pass to the right side to Graves. Graves to the free throw line, kicks the ball to the side to Oswald for three. No, rebound Noctigal. They'll get it away to Dunn. Sam Dunn up the right side of the ball. Ahead, he goes to Freshel. Freshel dribbling in. Now back out between the circles. Nearly lost his dribble. And now his pass, bounce pass taken away. And Jake Freshel ends up taking a seat right on the chest of Cameron Oswald. And pretty sure they'll call that a foul. And they do. Jake lost his footing. Oswald went for the steal. He ended up on his back. They got tangled up. And Jake just set on it. Timeout. The Irish up 25-7 with 5:42 to go. In the first half, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Final tonight, Dillon Odell girls beat Fall City High 51-44 in the final. That game over on KTNC. 51-44 in the final in that one tonight. The boys game be coming up on KTNC here in a little bit. Wolves basketball, Spinato in there, a point guard. Gives the ball off the right side now to Graves. Back to Spinato, over to Eaton, checked in during the timeout. Now we come back to the top with the basketball to Graves. He fires to the left side. There's nobody there. Everybody was moving in toward the middle. And the ball went sailing over to the Irish bench out of bounds. Knock to go back in. He'll give the ball in to Jordan. Jacob Jordan to the front. Off to Keefley. Catches. Fires for three. Left side of the circle. It's good. Kevin Keefley with the bucket. Has six, both on long ones. Irish are up by 21 now, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. Out on the right side of the ball, Braden Graves again goes through the middle. Gil Spinato nearly turned it over, got away with it. Gets the ball back out top to Josh Smith. His pass taken away by Keithley. Keithley going in along with Jordan, and Keithley will lay it up and good as hustling back to try to get under there and bother him was Eaton, and now Eaton to the front court with the basketball off to Spinato. 30-7, the lead is 23 for Sacred Heart. Off the left side now, it will be Graves underneath, and a foul on the floor before the shot on Kevin Keefley, his second, the first player in the game. For the Irish, it's more than one foul. Keefley sits down, back in comes Freshel. In for the Wolves. Back in there, Cameron Oswald. And also in there is 24. I don't have a 24. We'll have to catch this. Eaton for three, off the mark. No, rebound. Battle for it. Simon wins the battle for the Irish. And up comes Jordan for three on the left side of the circle. It's up. It's good. Out on that left side. Second long one of the night for Jacob Jordan. So we'll reset that. 24, Colin Hedlund, a sophomore. Okay. Here we go. Colin Hedlund in there. Was not on my score sheet. All right, to the front. Ball stolen by Freshel. Taken back by the Wolves. Stolen by Simon. And it'll be Jacob Jordan. He'll lob it up and go on and catch it. Put it in Joe Simon. The assist to Jacob Jordan. A layup for Simon. And the Irish are up by 28. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
35-7 here. Sigurd Boys with the lead over East Atchison with 3:41 to go in the first half. Sigurd Girls 153-25 is the final. Mound City Boys are leading their game at halftime tonight 37-21. Panthers have the lead. Mound City in action home night on senior night. I believe they're playing North Nottoway. Yes, they are. North Nottoway at Mound City night. Here we go. Pass into Kaylin Merriweather. Stopped there by Derek Schwong of the Irish. And now off the left side. Dribble it. I pass it back out top. It'll be Cameron Oswald with it off to Eaton. And a try a weave out top. Fresh will jump the pass, knocked it loose, recovered. Now Fresh will steals it again. Off the board, 2-on-1, pushes it ahead to Jordan, and the layup is good. Well, Fresh will basically got two steals and an assist on that possession. Sehart up by 30 now. Long three. Off the glass for Cameron Oswald. Freshel ahead to Dunn. Left wing back out top. They'll reset to Jacob Jordan. Jordan off the left side. Now with it, Simon. Free throw line pass to Freshel. Now to Schwong. Top of the key. Dunn down. Jordan posted up on the right block. Turn around. Kick it out. Freshel for three. And off the mark. No good. Rebound, Merriweather ends up with it away from Simon. Kaylin Merriweather going to drive it up and a layup at the other end. Nice play and a two-pointer for Braden Graves. His first points of the ball game, our first bucket. He's got 4 points. It's 37-9. And we go the other way now. Freshel double team, spins out of there. Simon will move on the baseline. Back to Freshel in the paint, left hand, no, rebound, Schwong out top, Jordan with it, Jacob Jordan down the paint, he'll go in there, can't get it to go, and the rebound missed about three opportunities in the paint that time, point blank. 1:45 to go in the half, and in traffic, up and good for Cameron Oswald. Put his head down, said I'm going in there, and threw it up and made it. 37-11, timeout called. The Irish putting in different players here for the 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor coverings, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Minute 36 left in the first half. The Irish are up 37-11 over East Atchison. And here we go. Dunn inside to Zach Keefley. Spin up, down, and a foul. Zachary Keefley, a 6'6 senior, puts it up and in and gets fouled by one of the Wolves here. Foul will go against Cameron Oswald, his second. Team foul number 5 on the Wolves. Keefley's free throw is up, too strong. Rebound gobbled up by Colin Hedlund. Up the floor, Spinato spins, passes it back out to Hedlund for 3, short. Rebound brought down by Keefley. Keefley off to Dunn. Sam ahead to Jake Freshel, back to Dunn. Oh, Keefley. Dunn went that way. Keefley was headed down to the basket to try to get low position, and the ball went over into the stands on the far side. 65 seconds left in the half. The Irish up by 28. On the right side of the basketball now, it's going to be Josh Schmidt to Spinato. Ball loose. Spinato dives on it. And timeout called by Coach Dotson to save the possession with 53 seconds to go in the half. And we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Second our break, Jack Stice, 6'1 sophomore in the ball game. Also there, James Freshel, a 5'11 sophomore. Zach Keithley's in, Derek Schwong, and Sam Dunn. Spinato to inbound from the baseline, brings it out top to Oswald. Oswald on the left side for Smith. Smith goes back out to Oswald. Spinato. Sayhart zoned up here defensively. High post, take it inside the lane to Smith. Back out Spinato. Now back to Smith for 15 feet off the mark. No. Rebound picked up by Keefley for Sayhart. Keefley up the floor. Underneath it goes from Dunn and lose the ball on the way up to shoot. It was Freshel. Spinato all the way to the hole the other end. Up and good. Boy, he is quick as a wink. Jared Spinato averaging over 15 points a game. That's his first 2 of the night. 9 on the clock. Ready. Right side with the basketball. Stice looks, hands the ball off to Dunn. Shoots and hits the triple at the buzzer. Sam Dunn with the 3-pointer. And at halftime, it's Ball City Sacred Heart 42. And the East Atchison Wolves, 13, 42-13, our halftime score. And we will return, give you the first half score, and after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us, on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme, premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Halftime, 42-13, the Irish with the lead. Here's the score in the first half of tonight's boys' game. For the East Action Wolves, Braden Graves has 4 3-points for Josh Smith on a long ball, and then 2 each for Keelan Merriweather, Jared Spinato, and Cameron Oswald for their total of 13 first-half points. 2 for 2 at the line in the first half are going to be the East Atchison Wolves. For Sacred Heart in the first half, leading the scoring, Kevin Keefley and Jacob Jordan. Well, no, they're not either. Excuse me, Broken Knoxville has 10 to lead the way. That included 1 3-pointer. No, 2 3-pointers. Kevin Keefley has a pair of threes, has 8 points. Jacob Jordan has a pair of threes. He has 8. Sam Dunn has 3 on 1 field goal. 2 points for Jake Freshel, 6 for Joe Simon in the first half, 2 for Zach Keithley off the bench, and 3 for Derek Chawal on a 2-pointer and a free throw in the first half. The Irish leading now 42-13. They led by as many as 30 in that first half. Here score at halftime, 42-13. The Irish have the lead. The boys and the girls game tonight, Say aren't won at 53-28 tonight. Harrison Vondersman at 16 to lead the Irish, 10 for Jessica Wurtenberger, 9 for Rachel Magant, 11 for Natalie Headland to lead East Atchison tonight. The Fall City girls lost their game tonight to Delano Delk, 51-44 was the final there. That's what we have for scores at the moment. We've got the elementary kids performing cheer routines here at halftime, but they have failed to start the clock at halftime here, so I don't know what we're going to have for a halftime length here, but it's going to be more than 10 minutes there. They just started it, so it's going to be a while, but that's okay. They just started the 10-minute clock right now. Let's take a 2-minute timeout, check the weather here for more of our sponsors after that. Then we'll be back here and talk more basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
When it comes to raising cattle, you want an ag partner that won't steer you wrong when it comes to getting the loans and financial advice you need. Our ag lenders are local and know what you're up against when it comes to today's economy and current prices. So stop by and let's talk.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Stop by Frontier Bank in Falls City.
weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 33. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 54. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 25. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 49. 59 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC 660-442-6085 or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Halftime in Turkey, Missouri. The Irish boys lead East Atchison Wolves 42-13 in that halftime. See our girls win tonight 53-25 in the earlier game. Around the area, Mound City is senior night. The Mound City boys are leading with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. They are leading North Nottoway 57-24. The Mound City boys looking to remain undefeated on the year. Looks like that's going to happen. Mound City girls lost tonight to North Nottoway 63-50. South Hole girls beat DeKalb 37-23. Stewartsville-Osborne beat Rockport girls 44-41. And the Dillard-Odell girls beat Fall City night 51-44. The Tigers and Dillard-Odell Griffins playing the boys game over on sister station KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Probably as we speak, that one should be underway now out there tonight at Dillard-Odell. Here tonight, seeing our girls again 153-25. They'll be hosting the sub-district next week at the Rowe Activity Center. Games on Tuesday and Thursday. We got time for another 2 minute timeout, and then we'll be back with second half action on Sunny 101.3. Cigar leading 42-13 at halftime.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools.
So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We are back here at the, I think it's called the Tax Center here at Tarkio. Beautiful facility. They redone the old gymnasium and the old Tarkio College here, and it is quite the basketball setup here. They've got a walk around area where we're sitting all the way around all four sides. And classrooms and storage rooms and everything you could want. It is a fine facility here. Both teams out warming up. They put 8 minutes up on the clock now. The halftime went extra long because they had the elementary kids out there performing at halftime, cheerleaders. Coming up later this week, I will be later this week at Fall City High School on Thursday when the Tigers host Humboldt Table Rock Senior. I'll bring you that action. I believe that's on KTNC on Thursday night. And my schedule is not out in front of me here. So where else are we going to be this week? Coming up on Thursday, Fall City hosts HTRS, and I guess that's it for this week. Here we go. Live action, Sacred Heart basketball to start. Quarter number three, up 42-13. Starters in for both teams here. Start this third period. Nofko on the left side for the Irish. Now out to Jordan. Oh, underneath. Oh, pressure was wide open. Jordan tried to get in the ball, and the ball got intercepted on the way there. And at the other end, the ball's knocked loose. Simon ends up with the ball saved inbound by the Wolves. Jordan wide open, going to take a three. In and out, no good. Rebound grabbed up, knocked goal. And Merriweather, they'll tie up for it. And on the alternating possession, it goes to the Wolves this time. Jordan found himself so wide open, he was looking for somebody to pass. He said, well, I guess I'll shoot it. Nobody's going to guard me. Spinato brings it up the floor. He and Merriweather having a conversation. Get the ball off now to Braden Graves. Get the ball away now to Cameron Oswald. And he goes over to the left side, and the Wolves threw it away. Kind of, I don't want to say they look disinterested at the moment, but that play looked like it. Kind of like a lot of the Irish girls basketball fans were disinterested in this boys' game, and they left in droves of Irish fans at halftime of this one. The Irish have such a big lead. Here's Knockville from 15 on the left wing, up and good. Eden Devil figures with a dozen. 44-13. The Irish up by 31. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court, Josh Smith. He was a quarterback on a very fine football team here. Ball knocked away. Knockville picks it away. Jordan ahead to Freshel, run out at the other end, up, no, he get a little push in the back, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul will be called on Cameron Oswald. Cameron's got his third. Spinato was a running back slash wing back receiver. Merriweather, fullback, and a heck of an heck of a defensive player. Free throw by Freshel is up and good. They were undefeated for most of the year. Preschel makes the free throw. 45-13 now on the way up. And good again. Jake knocks them both down. Would have been fun to see the two schools play on the gridiron this year this past fall. 46-13, Sigurd with the lead. Here's a three-pointer on the left side off the window. No good by Josh Schmidt. Jordan had the rebound taken away. Spinato underneath pass. He goes off the glass. Shot up. No good by Graves. Rebound knocked ahead to Simon. Two on two. Eaton tries to cut him off, and he did. Simon turned back into him and gets called for an offensive foul, but well, it would be interesting to see that again. Maybe a different angle. Up here, he couldn't really tell if he was set or not. That guy sitting right down there beside him thought he was. So here come the Wolves to the front court with the basketball. Underneath, Merriweather passes the ball out. Now here's Spinato for three, a couple of feet behind the line, and he fills it up. Jared Spinato with his first triple tonight has 5 points. It's 46-16. Knoxville to Keithley. Left side, bounce into Simon on the left block. Spins, back out Keithley. Elbow, three-pointer, no. Rebound, Knoxville goes up and lost the handle on the basketball as he elevated, and it falls out of bounds, and it will go to the Wolves. So the Wolves will bring it up the floor, down by 30 at the 5:25 mark. Spinato to the front, out on the left side, dribble drive, and Noctigal rejects the finger roll shot by Graves. Here comes Freshel through traffic, takes the ball from the left side, wraps it around to the right side, Keithley, out to Jordan, back to Keithley for three on the right baseline, good again. Keithley with 11, that's his third long one of the night. It's 49-16, Sacred Heart. And now up the front, pass tip by Keithley. Noctigal takes it away, and Brogan, the senior, will give it away to Jordan. Jacob Jordan walks it up the front, takes it down Keithley, or excuse me, that's going to be down to Preschel. He goes in to the paint, stops to let the defender jump by him, but Kalen Merriweather, who's jumping by, came down right on the top of Jake Preschel. And they put that foul on who? On Josh Smith? Okay. His first. I didn't even see him in the area. Here's Keithley for three, left side on the rim. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Cameron Oswald. Here's a steal by Noctigal. He's in between two defenders. Goes from the right to the left with the left hand and puts it up and in. I'm going to have to get my glasses checked. I didn't even see that number in the neighborhood. Down the lane, Spinato and Jacob Jordan reaches in, gets a hand to the basketball, and apparently on some arm, it gets called for the foul. Jacob called for his second free throw, or second foul tonight at the free throw line. Jared Spinato now with 5 points. First trip to the line tonight for the junior. Freeze action. It's up. It's off the front edge. No good. 4:12 left in this third period. Cigar brings in Sam Dunn, Jake Stice, and Derek Shawong. Freshel stays in, and Simon stays in. Free throw up and good. Spinato gets one out of two. He's got six, 52-16. Well, coming in the way, and an offensive foul.
Nice try.
Who do they get here? Foul on Sacred Heart. Or just a turnover. Just a turnover of some sort. Really, I'm watching the game, I swear. At the other end, with the Merriweather through traffic, weaving back and forth, out of the lane now, has the basketball, gives off to Spinato. Jarrett will go to the left side there for a Hedlund. And now back to Spinato at the top. Free throw circle. Down the lane he goes. And between two defenders puts it up and in right there. That quickness is his game. And now as the ball comes up the floor, Spinato comes up, forces Dunn to the sideline, and he dribbles the ball on the sideline out of bounds. The Wolves bring into the game Owen DeRozier, a freshman. And let's see, Eaton is in there. Headland down here in the corner. At the point now is Graves. And that Graves passes off, gets it right back, passes the ball to Joe Smith, or Josh Smith. Now back to the top, DeRozier with it on the right side. Leaves it back, Headland, free throw line, now drives down the lane, throws it up with the right hand, off the glass for two, his first points of the night. To the front, right side, inside, Freshel back out, and now Stites for three. Around the rim, won't go. Rebound, Jake Freshel. Jake backing up, looking, off now to Dunn. Back down on the side to Jack Stites. Back out to Freshel, the 250 mark. Third quarter, in the corner again with it. Now Riley Nelson is snuck in there on me. Nelson's a 6 foot junior. Nelson on the baseline, now looking for a cutter, nobody there. Lob in to Schwab, spins, held his ground up, no, and we got an injured Wolf player. Going up to try to block that shot of Schwab was one of the Wolves, and he came down and it looked for all the world like he turned his ankle, and he is not feeling very good right now laying down there in that painted area. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The injured player for the Wolves is Josh Smith. He comes off the floor with some help from the coaches. No weight on that leg. That's going to be hurt. All right, we come back to live action now. The Wolves have the ball. Eaton with it. Senior gets it off to Merriweather out on the left side. He goes back to Headland. To the top now to Graves. Graves, free throw line, back out. Merriweather drives to the paint, guarded by Freshel, and he kicks it out to the side to Rozier on the iron for three. No. Rebound, Merriweather brought it down, and then as he dribbles it, it's taken away by Freshel. Freshel ahead, and now with the ball to Stice, back to Dunn, out to Stice for three. Short, no good, and the rebound brought down again by Merriweather. He is adding up some rebound numbers tonight. Minute 45, we go in the third. The Irish have 52-21 here, if you're just joining us. Headland thought about a triple and decided against it. Now Eaton will hold it. Titus Eaton moves to the left side, gives the ball up to Owen DeRozier, a freshman. Back to the top with the pass. He goes out to Graves in the middle. Try to get it to Merriweather. Loose ball picked up and coming away, Schwab with it ahead. Freshel out on the right side, back to Dunn for a three from the right side on the iron. No. Rebound, Schwab to the left hand, and good. Five now for Derek Schwab, and the lead is 33. To the left side. The other way we go. Headland with it, back to Merriweather. Merriweather inside the free throw line, stands there. Uh-oh. And he gets it out of there to Headland. Headland drives in, and a foul underneath, called on Derek Schwab, his first, team foul number 3.5 on Sagan Hart. 53 seconds to go in the quarter, and at the line is going to be Headland. Collin, free throw up, short, no good, he'll get another one. Freshel goes out, also out, Schwab. Zach Keithley back in the ball game for the Irish, along with James Freshel now. So the second free throw coming here on the way up. No good, too strong. Rebound picked off by Graves in the paint, and he's going to be fouled by Keithley on the block attempt. Referee says he's coming down trying to block it and got him. Keithley's first. team foul number four. And at the line, Graves, 2 for 2 at the line, now 3 for 3, has 5 points in the ball game. About 50 seconds left in this third quarter. Second one up and good. Got them both. So the ball's inbounded, and it'll be Sam Dunn to the front, out on the right side now to Jack Stice. Goes into James Freshall, back out to Stice, thought about it, now dribbles. Pass out top, Dunn, left side, Riley Nelson, down to Freshall. James will hold it, dribble back to the top. 34 seconds, the clock winding here in the third quarter. Nelson spins around, hands the ball to Dunn. Left side now to James Freshall. Back and in the paint, blocked by Merriweather. Merriweather comes down with the ball. He'll bring it up himself. Now he'll give to Spinato with 16 seconds to go in the third. 54-23, the Irish up. 8 seconds, Spinato dribbles out top, makes his move down the lane, goes in blocked by the Irish. Freshall and or Dunn or both, combination thereof. 1.4 seconds left. The inbounder, the trigger man, Braden Graves from the baseline, looks out top right to Dunn. Dunn at work too late. The Irish lead at 54-23 after three. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back here. The Irish gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, up 53-23. They had the wrong score up on the scoreboard. Freshall shot, no good. Spinato the rebound, and here come the Wolves. Spinato down the lane, out to Merriweather. He'll give it back. And now with the ball down the right side, up off the glass in the right hand, Braden Graves. He has 8, and it's 53-25 now. Simon, left side, Keithley, thought about a triple, didn't, bounce pass into Knoxville, stolen by Merriweather. Merriweather taking it all the way in. Up, no. Got his own rebound. Simon blocked the follow. Rebound ran down in the corner by Jake Freshall. To the front court now. Started by Spinato, off to Jacob Jordan. He's got Eaton on him, over to Knockle for his favorite spot for three. No. Rebound Spinato. Spinato with his hair flying, heads up the lane, scoops it up. It won't go, but a foul on the Irish on Jacob Jordan. His third of the ball game, team foul number 5. Spinato with 8 in the ball game, averaging just over 15 points per contest on the year. They'll set, fire off the front edge, no good. 1 for 3 at the line now on the night. Second one on the way up, and he swishes that one home. Jacob Jordan will take the inbound. The Irish up 53-26. Leave it to Simon. Joe down to Keithley for 3 on the left side. Parries it. 3-pointer from the left corner. He's got 14. That's his 4th triple of the ball game. He has been on fire from the outside the last week or so. Now spinning in, fall away, up and no good by Oswald. Rebound, Simon rips it down and out of there ahead now to Nocticle. He goes flying in and got fouled. probably Titus Eaton. Let's see. That's who I thought I saw down there, but I've been wrong most every time I've guessed tonight. Nope, Eaton is the foul, his first. Team foul number two. And we get a 30-point lead, so the clock is running continuously now. Noctigal at the line, 2 for 2 tonight, has 14 and making 15 points now. 57-26. Second free throw coming here for the Irish senior. On the way up and around the rim, no. Rebound grab by Braden Graves, up the floor and ahead now to Cameron Oswald. Eaton for three from the right side, in and out, it goes the glass, no. Merriweather tried to get it, but it's Simon with the rebound. And we come the other way now. In the middle, Noctigal in the paint by himself. Up, no good. Defender in there with him that time, Cameron Oswald. They're the only two below the free throw line. And Noctigal couldn't get that one in the hole. Merriweather hands off Spinato. Passes right side and a drive by Graves. Up, no, and a rebound to Noctigal. Outlet to Jordan, 4:50 to go, ahead, up to Simon, and on the rim, I think it was a three-pointer, no good, rebound off of Evan Keithley, out of bounds, and here comes 10 new players into the ball game. Well, good for me, 10 new players in here, 5 for each team. Let's see, Sam Dunn's in for the Irish, also in is James Freshall. Jack Stice back in there, Zachary Keithley, and Derek Schwong for Sacred Heart. For the Wolves, Owen DeRozier takes the inbound now from Colton Hall. DeRozier through traffic, had it knocked away. Oh, and a reach-in foul on the Irish. And again, the clock will continue to run here. Foul is on James Freshall, his first, team foul number 6. So DeRozier will inbound from the baseline. Owen, a freshman, he's looking. He's got a man out top. That's Colton Hall, another freshman. He'll go over to the left side to Person Bullock, freshman. Around the perimeter, left side now. Headland ahead. That's Colin Headland, sophomore. And the only other guy in there, Trent Kingery, another sophomore. Kingery playing the post at the free throw line, 3:25. Here's a ball tipped backcourt by Stice. He wins the race to the ball. At the other end, he lays it up good. Jack Stice, a good play and good hustle to beat everybody back. 3:15 and counting. Here is Hall through traffic. Cross to Headland. Back to Hall. Out top. Now over it goes. And a three-pointer on the mark or along the way. No good by Headland. Rebound underneath is grabbed by Trent Kingery. Back out Colton Hall. They'll reset the offense. Headland to the top. Off the left side he goes. DeRozier with it. Pass to the baseline. Kingery on the left side. Cross-court pass. Right side now in the hands of Carson Bullock. Bullock to Headland. Down the lane. And the ball goes off the referee. Out of bounds. It will belong to the Irish. Referee was out of bounds when he touched it. Out of the game goes Derek Schwong. Back in comes Riley Nelson for the Irish. 15 points for Brogan Noctigal, 14 for Evan Keithley, 8 for Jacob Jordan tonight for the Irish. 4 for Jake Freshall. Up the floor the other way. 3 ball left side on the rim. No good. Nelson the rebound. No follow up by Zachary Keithley. He's got 4. And now the Irish up 61-26 with 2 minutes to go. And a drive in, cut off, pass the ball back out to Bullock, out top to Hall. Hall with the basketball, he looks around. Over to the left side with it, now driving in, Kingery. Cut off, drug his pivot foot, the referee says let him go. And the ball is airmailed, out of bounds. Headed down the hall, go good, there you go. Into the game for the Irish. Let's see. Oh, we've added another player to the roster. Doggone it. I don't have that one. One of the players that has entered the ball game is Carson Sells, 5'10", sophomore. The other player in there for the Irish, though, I got to figure out who that is. I can't tell by looking. in the paint with the basketball, back out, sells for three, up, no good, rebound brought down by DeRozier. Jacob Carney, a 5'9 senior. Okay. That's who number 30 is. All right. 50 seconds to go. We've got a stoppage. It's the ball. We got a foul on Sacred Heart. That will put DeRozier at the free throw line. The foul is on Carson Sells. DeRozier at the line, shooting two. No, one or one. The first one, it's good. He'll get another one here. 61-26. All over but the shouting now. There won't be a lot of that. DeRozier up, off the front. No, rebound grabbed by the Irish, James Freshel. He'll bring it up, fired ahead. Stice for three on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up by Carney. Carney goes in. Oh, and that was Nelson. Got the rebound and put it up and in. Ryan Nelson makes your final score, 63-27. Sacred Heart with the win. The Irish improved to 17-5 on the year. East Atchison now 8-14. We'll wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, let's take a look at the scoring in the boys' game for tonight. It goes this way for East Atchison. They are led by Jared Spinato. He had 9 in the ball game. Braden Graves had 8. 2 points for Kaylin Merriweather, 1 for Owen DeRozier, 3 for Josh Smith, 2 for Cameron Oswald, and 2 for Colin Headland in the ball game. East Atchison now 8-14. For the Irish tonight, they are led by Brogan Nautical. He had 15 in the game. Evan Keithley had 14 tonight, including 4 3-pointers. Jacob Jordan scored 8, 6 for Joe Simon, 5 for Derek Shawong, 4 for Zachary Keithley. 2 points for Riley Nelson, 4 points for Jake Freshel, 2 for Jack Stice, and 3 for Sam Dunn for the Irish tonight, now 17-5 on the season. In the girls' game tonight, the final score, Sacred Heart 53, East Atchison 25. Scoring tonight for the Irish, Harrison Vonderschmidt had 16, 10 for Jessica Wurtenberg-Gentry, Jessica Wurtenberger had 10, at 9 for Rachel Magdians. Natalie Headland had 11 to lead East Atchison. They're now 12-10 on the year. Sacred Heart 20th win of the year, 20-3 now for the Irish girls. That's going to wrap it up from Tarkio tonight. And we'll have more basketball coming up. Remember, the sub-district postseason start next week. So for our studio engineer, Colin Feldkamp, I'm John Nixon saying goodnight, everybody, from Tarkio.